This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept. This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept. This call may be recorded.
Hello?
Hey, phone disconnected. Hey. Did you mean to get off the phone? I did.
No, I don't know why it disconnected.
Okay. I don't know what else I could do for you, but I wish I did.
Dustin, there is no such thing as a responsible professional recommendation that an abuser and a victim go to counseling together. Because the counselor participates in re-victimizing the victim. It's not okay, and it's not on the books as advice anywhere.
I don't think any of the professionals that I have interacted with think that I'm an abuser.
I know, that's literally in every single article.
Hotline.
I know. Read every single article, every article, the first 100. You don't even have to cherry pick them. Read every article. First one, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one, sixth one, seventh one, eighth one. Everyone returned by Google if you search, should I go counseling with abuser? And they're
also going
to
tell you not to be married to an abuser.
No, they're not. They're going to tell you to go
okay.
to a batterer's intervention program.
I'm not a
place
batterer,
where
so.
That's the reason you need to go, because you're too fixated right now on your victim. And you need some time to just look at your own behaviors without somebody to shift the blame
onto.
I've been
doing that for literally months.
That's not true. That's not true. You're just using all those programs as further blame shifting. Coming back, telling me that you're the hero doing so much work on yourself, and I'm the abuser making you spend all this money and time on unnecessary programs.
I'd say that.
You didn't use the word hero, but you constantly divert to saying, I'm literally doing everything I can. But when you lie to me about Tasties, and you know that I know the truth about Tasties, you're not looking at your own, you're not looking at your own behavior and how that's abusive. And when you say, I'm not a batterer, you're not taking into consideration the gaslighting effect that has on the person who's been battered by you. When you say, I'm not a batterer, like,
what's
you're not
batter?
Owning. What?
I guess I don't know what a batterer is if you're saying that I'm a batterer.
Dustin, the reason that it's not safe for me to go to counseling with you is because of the impression that you gave Ted when you were with Ted, which further victimizes your victim. The reason it's not safe for me to go to counseling with you is because of the impression that you gave Megan, who further victimized your victim. The reason it's not safe for me to go to counseling with you is because of the impression that you gave Nathan, who further victimized your victim. Like, all of those people even making the recommendation that I go into couples counseling with you are imagining... What?
I gotta get back to work. I don't know how to help you.
I know, I'm really dumbfounded about the abuse hotline. I called them and they said that they would never give that advice to an abuser. And they advised me not to go. And I told them, I thought you needed to get into a batterer's intervention program.
I don't think that I don't think that I can be in our marriage if we're not going to get counseling. I just, I have.
And I'm saying that when you do that, what you're doing is you're asking me to own half of the problem. You think that we have marital problems and we don't.
Well,
and that's the problem, is that our entire marriage, I've tried to own my half of it. But with me owning my half of it and you not owning that you are an abuser, I've been the one who's had to take up the slack and essentially end up owning everything. That's not okay. It doesn't work.
I don't know what you mean, you own everything. But I don't think I can help you.
There's not an extent to which I'm causing a problem in our marriage. We don't have marital problems. But that's the only thing that couples counselors can do.
Realistic or believable, I don't. I'm not trying to upset you. I'm able to not upset you, so.
I know, but I'm going to have to get Mike to draw up the settlement the way that you described it. And his fee for that is going to have to come from the retainer that you have with Jesse. Because I don't have any more money. And I guess you're not willing to have to pay for a straw up yourself.
You guess I'm what?
Not willing to just have Jesse draft the papers. You know, because you want to have zero culpability, so minimize it. You want me to have 100% culpability. If that's really important to you, so I'll have Mike do it. I just don't have any money.
Well, like I said, I can't imagine that I can do anything other than what I'm offering. I haven't said no to doing anything. So that's the end.
That's not true. You said no to getting your retainer back.
Not true.
It is. I have a phone recording.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. You said, I'm not comfortable doing that. And you said, you asking me to do that is in itself abusive.
Well, I
that doesn't
feel that way, well, that but I didn't say that I'm not willing to do it. That's not twisting anything around. We're talking about facts here.
Yes, it is.
It's not abusive for me to feel something.
I know that
it's
you're claiming that you're saying, claiming that you're willing to do anything that I want to do, but then you take some
okay, I am willing to do anything
reasonable,
that you to do.
And you make me into the abuser for requesting it.
I don't think that there's very many people that are going to say that it's feasible for me to give up all my legal counsel.
This is all about to you, Dustin. This is all about making sure that everybody thinks that I'm the bad guy.
No, I don't want anybody to think that you're a bad guy.
I get what you can get people to say. I get what you can get people to say. But after what I've been through, for you to strategically be thinking constantly about how this would look like Aaron's the abuser to other people is horrifying. And I can't do anything to make it stop.
Nobody's trying to make anybody think anything about you.
I know, but for you to say that to me is really manipulative and victimizing.
For me to say what?
For you to say, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Well, I was telling you the truth.
I know, but then you said that you thought it was abusive in itself that I would ask that. I'm just saying it's not reasonable for you to be here now saying, I haven't said no to anything, but when that's the kind of reaction that you're giving me when I tell you things that I need. I don't think that that's a fair claim for you to be making on the basis of you did not technically use the word no. I still experienced what I experienced, which was horrifying and insulting, and it was designed to instill in
What's
me
What's horrifying and insulting?
Because it instills in me shame, it instills in me guilt, it instills in me a fear that I'm really the abuser, it instills in me fear that I've been imagining this all along, and really you're not the abuser, really you're the victim of me, and like, that's what you've done our entire marriage, and it's horrifying because I see where that leads now, because I believed all of that, I kept believing all of that, and I kept internalizing all of that for years and years and years, and you're still trying to do it, you're still trying to put me back into that role of believing those untrue things about myself, when really what I'm doing is noble and wise.
What am I saying
and
that's
good
not true?
Right.
I'm not saying anything that's not true.
You're saying that you haven't said no to anything, but you really did.
I told you that I would get my retainer back for you.
I have the phone recording. I have the phone recording where you said that you would. Now, a few days later, you came back and said you'd do it. I still had to go through what I had to go through for 3 days, which was horrifying.
That's not abuse, Aaron. That's debating over money that we own together
me,
about what can happen with it
If you're inviting me to think that I'm really the abuser, if you're inviting me to think that you're really the victim, if you're
inviting
me to think that I'm taking advantage of you, if you're inviting me to think that I'm the one who should be ashamed of myself, if you're inviting me to feel guilty for asking for something.
I haven't said anything remotely like anything that you're saying.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I haven't invited you to be my abuser. I haven't. Nobody has ever said that you're my abuser.
You said it so for me to ask for your attainment back. Yes, you did.
Wow.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And you constantly turned the tables around. You've been doing it today. With your nobody's going to believe. When you say that, nobody's going to believe. Nobody's going to believe. Nobody's going to believe. You're saying, Aaron, nobody's going to believe you about what you've experienced. Aaron, nobody's going to believe you if you come forward.
No, nobody's going to characterize what actually happened as being abusive.
But everybody I've talked to has been. You don't see what you're doing when you say that to me.
What?
Okay. The kids are here.
Uh-huh.
The kids, can you hold just a minute?